This is the Android episode number 30, recorded Monday, August 8th, 2000, in 5, 4, 2, and...
I was waiting for you to wait for me to do that.
I was waiting for me to wait for you.
Are we done waiting?
Yeah.
All right, so it's episode 310. It's August 8th, and here we are.
Well, I want to wish you a happy Happiness Happens Day.
That's funny.
Yes, it is an event sponsored by the Secret Society of Happy People. And in 1999, the society declared August 8th to be Admit Your Happy Day, now known as Happiness Happens Day. Inspired by the event that happened on the previous year on the same date, the first member joined the society. In 1998, the society asked the governors in 50 states for a proclamation. 19 of them sent proclamations. This is, of course, part of Happiness Happens Month. And, of course, there is an online event called the Happy Thought.
I wonder if that's related to what my wife said.
What'd she say?
She said today is Female Orgasm Day.
Not on my list, sorry.
Well, happiness happens, right?
It is, of course. Maybe they're related. It is, of course, Name Name Day, Tanzania.
Okie dokie.
And, of course, it is the anniversary of many important things, including the 1963 Great Train Robbery and the 1974 resignation of Richard Nixon. No. No Nixon for you.
Nope.
Okay.
So far, none of those, except for the one my wife told me, have any impact on me whatsoever. And the one my wife told me has a direct impact on me, so unsurprisingly.
How about this? At a zebra crossing in London, a photographer takes the photo that becomes the cover of the Beatles album Abbey Road. Not an Abbey Road
fan. Or a Beatle fan.
Okay. 1908, Wilbur Wright makes his flight at a race course in France. It's the Wright Brothers' public flight, private one. Anyway, we can talk history all day.
Lots of interesting days that is today.
Yeah. Well, happiness happens. Anyway, I'm happy in the sense that there's a lot in the show notes I was able to find this week.
There are long show notes. This could be a 3-hour podcast.
We haven't had one of those in a while. But you knew that this past Saturday, which was, of course, August 6th, was the 25th anniversary of the first website.
Can you believe this whole World Wide Web thing's 25 years old? That just don't seem right.
Well, you know who put that online, right?
Google?
No, the first website was created by Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
The Happy Birthday Song Guy?
When did he become the Happy Birthday Song Guy?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Is he the Happy Birthday Song Guy and I missed it? I don't remember him having the Happy Birthday computer scientist. He invented the World Wide Web.
Oh, well, that's less exciting. But I guess it's important.
I sort of met him once.
Sort of met him?
Well,
you saw him across a crowded room?
It wasn't
made
crowded.
Eye contact?
Well, it wasn't crowded. I happened to be at MIT. And there were refreshments, and I went to go look for a microwave to warm up my refreshment. I came back, and there were a bunch of people talking to this guy who they said his name was Tim, and they seemed very interested in what he had to say. And I didn't realize who he was, and he was about to leave, so that would be the Tim in question. So I didn't ask him any earth-shattering questions about the history of the World Wide Web. I just heard other people talking to him. I don't know. In case that ever happens again, what if I ever happen to have accidentally run into the person who put up the first website in human history, what should I ask them next time?
Don't ask me. I don't know. I've never met anybody famous other than, you know, me.
I've met famous people.
You have experience. You should know what to ask them. Why are you asking me? I have no experience.
I don't have experience. I succeeded in pissing off two female Star Trek actors by asking them questions. You think that somebody who was on Star Trek and thus has a large fan base merely by spending however length of time on a show will not get offended by me. Anyway, so moving along beyond that, there are new Android platform distribution numbers. Would you like to talk about them, Jerry? Because sometimes I feel like I'm monopolizing the conversation. I need to make sure that you...
Okay. Marshmallow's at 15%. Lollipop is still hanging in there at over 35%. Kit Kat at 30. And Jelly Bean's sucking up fourth place with... I don't know, what is that, almost 18%? And everything else, ice cream sandwich, gingerbread, and Froyo, they continue to fall by the wayside, which is exactly what we want.
Why do we want them to fall by the wayside? Aren't they leaving but not forgotten, or you want to forget them?
No, I mean, they were good for their time, but now they're obsoleted, and it's time to catch up to an operating system that's still being updated.
Yeah, One day that'll be us.
One day we will be an operating system that is still being updated?
No, one day we will be the operating system that is no longer. I was attempting
to be. I'm not receiving updates anymore.
I was attempting to be profound.
Okay.
Didn't work.
In other news, if you have a charger for your Nexus 5X or 6P, don't use it to charge other USB Type-C things or bad stuff could happen.
Basically, there aren't any safeties on even the one that distributed with the Nexus 5X 6P, so if you use it to charge something else, it could. It is not universally. Have you bought a lot of USB?
I bought a USB-C car adapter.
Is that the only thing you bought?
Micro USB to USB-C adapters.
Oh, I bought a bunch of them.
That's pretty much it.
Well, I bought a USB-C car charger. I bought a USB-C plus regular dual charger. I bought a an Anker USB-C plus four USB ports. I bought two of those. And I bought a bunch of assorted cables. You know why?
No.
I needed it. I didn't have any.
There you go.
So I needed I keep a USB charger by my bed and an port because it also powers my watch charger for my Android Wear watch. And it powers my noise generator that yelling people outside and other things. Then, of course, when I'm sitting here by my computer, I need a way to charge it. And then when I go on trips, I need one, so I have one to put in my bag. And then, you know, you need lots and lots of... You know why?
To connect all the things?
I was going to go with because I keep forgetting where I have my cable. So I need extras of varying lengths and qualities.
Alrighty.
Well, that's that. So let's see what else we have here. Android Wear gets a new update, which is July security patch.
Yay.
Someone reviewed a Android USB endoscope.
Also known as a snake camera.
Yes.
But it's a snake camera with no friggin' lights on it.
It was sort of hard to tell. Did you watch that video?
Yes, it did not have lights on it.
Was I the only one who found that video weird?
Probably not. I think that's what he was going for. I think it was intentional.
Oh, it was intentional that he was talking to himself? But there seemed to be some argument in the comments of that. But I find it interesting that this is perhaps one of the more unique devices that you can find. Why aren't there more devices that hook up to and do stuff?
I don't know.
I'd like to see. And if you've ever bought a USB endoscope, I'd like to hear what you did with it. Right, Jer?
Yep.
As long as it didn't involve very personal inspections, and you're welcome to. You want to take the next one?
Okay, so sometime, we don't know when, there's going to be a new Android gesture such that the fingerprint scanner on the back of your phone, you can swipe it. And if you swipe it, it'll open up your notifications.
That's good, isn't it?
I think it's cool.
Well, it'll probably come with the new Nexi whenever they show up, which will probably be either concurrently or before Nougat, and you get to satisfy your bet.
Yep.
So apparently Chrome on Android has improved its video playback. Videos will now start playing sooner instead of pausing before loading, and the battery will last longer. And if you have data saver mode enabled, it will try to downscale your video. Aren't those good things?
Yep.
This is where you talk again.
Oh, okay. So the Google Now on tap, which I've never really gotten, I've never really understood it. Apparently now it will show you the tiles from Google Now. Oh, isn't that what it should have always been doing?
Well, yeah, but I think they finally realized that on tap they were, where basically it was taking what the idea sounded. Android Pay is rolling out a nearby tab showing Android Pay supporting retailers and how far they are. Have you Android paid?
No.
I decided to give it a shot.
I should Android Pay. I have many dollars from answering surveys.
That is an Android Pay.
Right, but it's Android wallet credit.
No, that's Play Store credit.
Oh. What?
How much money do you have?
I don't know, like 50 or 50 bucks.
Just for answering surveys?
Yes.
What are you telling these people?
Here recently, I've been getting some surveys. I think in the past 4 days, I've gotten two surveys that are like worth a buck each.
I haven't gotten surveys that were worth anywhere near there. I decided to try it, but I haven't had anything to spend the money on. Maybe I'll rent a movie. See, what do I have here? $3.19. And that's for answering surveys. So I got 50 cents, 10 cents, 25 cents, 42 cents, 10, 35, 10, 27, 10, 12, 10, 42. And so far, nothing exciting. But I did try Android Pay on two levels. I loaded in some of my loyalty cards in there.
I have $54.39.
Someone's been is much more valuable as a consumer than I am.
So on the 5th, I had three surveys. One was worth 12 cents, the other was 10 cents, and the third was a dollar. Then on the 6th, I had one that was worth a dollar. And on the 7th, I had one that was worth 34 cents.
Okay. So back to Android Pay. This is where you put your credit card in there, and then you tap your phone and it pays.
Oh.
But it also allows you to add in gift cards and loyalty programs. So I decided to add in some of my loyalty programs.
Yes.
So whenever I'm in a place that I've loaded a loyalty program for, it pops up a persistent notification with the loyalty program information.
That's annoying.
Basically, so when I get to the cash register, just use that loyalty program. But also, I was able to buy myself a pretzel.
You bought a pretzel?
Using my phone.
Okay, cool.
What do you have against
pretzels? I'm sure you want to take the next one.
What do you have against pretzels? I can go for a
pretzel. Okie dokie.
Soft. Duolingo now supports Hebrew, Hungarian, and Vietnamese. Now, we mentioned Duolingo when you learn other languages. And I've signed up to learn a language. I considered signing up for Hebrew in the near future because I've always... But they're going to be adding Klingon for language for English speakers at the year. So I saw there are 86,286 who are waiting to take Klingon. So I'm not sure if I'm going to take Klingon, but I did sign up to be notified when Klingon is now available.
Okie dokie.
Well, you know what I said.
No.
Kapla.
I don't think you're supposed to say it like that.
Did you take Klingon on Duolingo?
No, but I don't think that's a word that's supposed to be said nonchalantly.
Jerry?
Yes?
I'll get back to you when I've taken the...
Okay. In the meantime, you may want to check out Dropbox's new app. They just released Paper to beta, and they're going to give Evernote a run for their money, or so they desire. You do have to go to the website to sign up for the Paper beta. You can't actually do it from the app. But once you sign up for the beta on the Dropsite website, then download the app, and you've got an Evernote competitor, Evernote wannabe, Evernote type app.
Not going to happen.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I mean,
they've already
got all the storage in place.
Yeah, but they've tried a lot of apps and it hasn't been successful.
Well, the theory is if you throw enough at the
I'm waiting
until enough at the wall, something will stick eventually.
I'm waiting until something's. I'm not ready to. They've hurt me too. They're not afraid to kill things. So, Weather Quick Settings is an early app that takes advantage of customizable quick setting tiles. So basically, you would be allowed to put your own custom tiles in. So this happens to be an app that would allow you to put a weather tile in quick settings area, and I like that idea.
Alrighty.
You don't like that idea?
I really don't care.
Okay, then you'll have to take the next one.
Okay, so Apple Music for Android is out of beta, and interestingly, because Apple's iOS is different than Android's operating system, there are some unique features on the Android version of the Apple Music. So, hey, you get a widget. Offline music downloading. Wow.
Moving along, there were exciting improvements delivered in Firefox for both desktop and Android. So specifically on Android, they merged an experiment that they were working on in rebooting bookmarks by merging reading lists into bookmarks and sync tabs to the history panel. So reading list items or experimenting will be available on devices to the bookmarks and improvements in web video and audio playback. And of course, on the desktop side, they enabled something called electrolysis. Electrolysis. It is multi-process Firefox. So it's part of their aim to speed up Firefox by separating web content and Firefox use. So basically, when a web page is consuming a lot of your processing power, your tabs, buttons, which they previously would if one tab took.
You mean kind of like Chrome does?
You mean Chrome actually does it a little differently. Chrome had each tab is a process, whereas this is a little more where it's just user interface process and the individual tabs are separated so that everything will not lock up. So it is moving closer to Chrome, but the design is not exactly the same.
Well, probably a good thing because Chrome's processes can get a little out of control. Chrome uses a process for every tab, and for every plugin or every extension you've got running, and a supervisor.
But the term was hypervisor.
Hypervisor was a VM level thing.
I thought they were using the term also. Maybe I'm misread. I'm tired today. I'm not sure if you noticed.
Yes.
I get strange.
That's all right. Let's carry on, and we'll get out of this soon.
I have chicken cooking. So
it looks like that there's a new launcher on its way, called the Nexus Launcher that we might see on Nexus phones this year. Maybe kind of could happen, possibly. It's a complete rumor, and it's unsubstantiated. But it looks pretty cool. It makes the swiping more obvious what you should do. The app drawer goes away. I don't know. I think it looks nice. However, there's no actual knowledge of when or where this might show up.
Well, just remember, if you don't like a launcher provided by Google, alternative launchers out there. So one of the nice things is you are not beholden.
Yes, but there is the tyranny of the default.
Always. And you may notice that you try to innovate the default. I'm excited about the next one. Dashlane is working with and possibly other password management partners on a new open source API for Android called YOLO, or you only log in. So the idea is right now, a lot of these apps that act as password managers, they take over the accessibility function. That's something of a workaround. It's not really a good way to do it.
Right.
So the idea is that Dashlane started in other companies to say there should be an open API that any password manager can link in order to provide password. And if it works on Android, it would probably.
And let's hope that it's write only, not one of those things where it can read into the password block.
Well, whatever you can say about Google, you know, I don't know about Dashlane, and Google is usually pretty sensitive about their APIs. So I think that they have good security people. I think that they would come up with something that they felt was secure.
Yep.
After you.
Okay, so if you're a tablet vendor, unless you're Amazon, you're probably hating life because tablet shares or tablet shipments continue to drop and drop and drop.
Well, as you know, I just bought a cheap tablet, but I wouldn't have bought it if it was an
Amazon tablet.
No, it was an Asus ZenPad Z. It only cost me $129.99, but has an 8-inch screen, MediaTek processor, gigabytes of RAM. I know it was more than 2 seconds. Here we are. Z380M. No, 2 gigabytes. Here we are. I paid $129. It's at $119 right now. So it's a 8-inch 1280 by 800 screen. I know that's a resolution too small for you. It's a quad-core 1.3 gigahertz gigabyte DDR3 system, 16 gigabytes of onboard storage, Android 6.0 Marshmallow, 802.11 ABGN, and 2-megapixel front and a 5-megapixel camera. Otherwise known as the device that you don't feel bad about sticking in a bag when you want to read something larger. So it's basically, but it runs Android apps rather than running Amazon. And not a bad device. So the Hamido Mini is apparently the most pocketable Google Cardboard kit ever. And I put this in for you, Jerry, because I know you have not tried Cardboard.
I have not.
And this, you wouldn't have to try Cardboard, because basically experience of Cardboard, instead of wearing basically a Cardboard thing, all you do is use something that looks like a device you'd find at your optometrist.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just two lenses with a hook instead of the whole, you know, like goggle hood type thing. So I thought I might try again to get to try the one that is Cardboard.
Probably not.
Okay. You want to take this
one? Sure. The FCC is setting guidelines for the death of DSL and copper. Basically, AT&T and Verizon have been going around and talking to a whole bunch of regional governments, trying to get them to agree that copper, you know, DSL, hardline, is that
POTS.
Hardlines or no? POTS and DSL, you know, cables going to the houses, are no longer necessary. And that removing the need for such things will, the requirement for such things will increase investment, which is completely bonkers. But, so the FCC did release some new rules that make it easier for telcos to request retirement of these copper assets. However, for them to remove the copper assets, copper meaning DSL and POTS, they have to make sure that they have better or equivalent services, meaning wired or wireless. 911 services will still work, and that they're not harming legacy services like alarm systems that rely on those stuff. So, yeah, go FCC doing the communication stuff. Rock on.
They're going to lose.
AT&T is currently blocking Fios in my house right now.
Why is AT&T blocking Fios? Fios is a no. Verizon product.
Google Fiber.
Okay. Verizon Fios continues to promise. Oh, did I tell you the latest news from my personal Verizon Fios rep?
No. It's coming Friday?
Oh, no. I just received it. This was dated 10 days ago on the 29th. I just received an update from the local deployment team. We encountered an obstruction in the conduit system while placing cable last week. The required permits have been applied for, and we should be able to clear the obstruction next week. Even though this has set us back 2 weeks, we should be able to provide service in August below. I'll continue to monitor progress and let you know as soon as you can place an order for service. Thank you, and have a nice week. So so far I've been delayed by snow. I've been delayed by the failure of the city allegedly to mark out utilities. I've been delayed by a Verizon worker strike. And now I'm being delayed by an unknown obstruction.
I say, cool.
if it comes. Anyway, David Huddleston is dead at the age of 85. He was known for his role in The Blazing Saddles and the title role in The Big Lebowski. Do you remember that movie?
Nope.
You never saw The Big Lebowski?
Nope.
Okay. It has a cult following.
Okay.
He's dead.
I'm not in that cult.
Neither am I. I still saw the movie. I did see Blazing Saddles. Anyway, in a final note of programming, I needed a correction. A previous story. Apparently, the people at Sesame have apologized for misunderstanding the status of three of their classic characters. They pointed out that two of those characters had last appeared in episodes that were taped in 2013, and they weren't let go. Apparently, the Sesame Workshop apparently did not communicate with them that they would probably at some point use them in a future episode, or talk to them about when they might or might not. So if they're just not hiring you or calling you, does that mean they fired you?
They fixed the glitch.
Now you're quoting Office Space at me?
Actually, yeah. That's, yep.
So it is possible that these three beloved characters may be seen again because they have pointed out to the public that nobody told them they weren't. Apparently, happy ending, right?
I don't know. Got to ask them.
They could not be reached for comment.
I'm sure they couldn't.
Oh, and one final programming note. I wanted to remind people of events I will be attending in the near future. When I was at WordCamp, do you know how many people came up to me and said, aren't you that guy from Android Buffet?
One?
No.
Then I don't know.
None.
Oh! That's just criminal.
I'm fine with that. But this time I'm a little more involved in a more intimate event, which you've heard me talk about Indie Web Camp. And the last, earlier this year, we tried to have an Indie Web Camp in New York, and we had the only snowstorm of the season. And I got snowed in at my house and could not attend the second day or the third day when it was held over because all the people from out of town couldn't leave town. So we're trying a summer event, and we've promised all attendees that we are 99.9% certain that there will not be another snowstorm during. And I think I can almost guarantee that.
Are you holding it during the summer?
We're holding it at the end of the summer. So on August 27th and 28th, there will be what we are referring to as Indie Web Camp New York City 2. Not to be confused with Indie Web Camp New York. Registration is free. Although in order to register, you do have to participate in a little exercise. And it will be at the Dahlberg Global Development Advisors Office on 99 Madison Avenue, floor 17. There is a website, and it looks much nicer than the website we had last time. It is 2016.indieweb.org/NYC. So if anybody is interested, currently, we always have a lot of walk-ins. Currently, we only have four people RSVP'd, but you could make a fifth. Not you, some arbitrary person.
That is certainly intimate.
Well, we usually get somewhere between, but we have a lot of people who register in a day or two, since they're a very low-key event. Even 3 weeks in advance, we don't have that. But it promises to be a fun weekend and the refreshment. I have to find out if I'm on the refreshment. Also, it will be videotaped. I know this as I am the video guy. So if you can't attend in person, you may attend remotely. That's where you sit at your computer and watch a video of us being in person. Not quite as fun. We do it anyway. And Jerry, you're welcome to.
Yay!
I know you've never set foot as a matter of principle.
I have driven through it, though.
Yes. If you didn't get out of the car, you didn't set foot in New York. Is that not correct?
That would be correct.
So that's what I'm saying. You never set foot in New York. So shall we adjourn the show?
Yep, let's call it a night. You get some rest.
Well, first I have to eat the chicken. I hate these late nights. But what can you do, right?
Go to bed.
After I eat the chicken, but then I have to do chess for a little while. And I will see you next week, and I will see everybody else in the future. Maybe I'll see you at that event I mentioned, or maybe I will see you somewhere else. Or maybe I'll never see you. One of those things, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Good night.
Oh, on a different note, did you know that the Olympics are going on right now?
Yeah, I was really annoyed at them for claiming that air travel was there rather than here.
I'm just saying, they did like a horrible job of advertising the Olympics. I didn't realize that it was actually Olympics time until the opening ceremony was already over. Of course.
You missed all the discussions, don't come to Rio, it's scary and dangerous.
Yeah, but I didn't realize they were already starting the Olympics. Just saying.
If you'd asked, I would have told you. But if you knew enough to ask, you would have noticed. Right?
Yippers.
Okay. But I will tell the people at NBC Universal broadcast did a good job this
year. Yep. So good night, everybody.
And may your team win, right?
Yes.
No matter what country you're from, remember, everybody who participates in big games starts out as equals. Somebody must win, but everybody starts out as a. Is that how it works? Until you've won, then you all win. I was having a trouble finding following head of the Olympic committee who was trying to. I only saw clips of sort of hard to find. Anyway, I'm tired, and we're going to adjourn. Eat chicken and then go to bed.
Good night, folks.
Good night.